For each question, choose the correct answer. You have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. You will hear a radio interview with a personal assistant called Adam.
Adam, you have been a personal assistant to the manager of a large company for several years, haven't you?
Yes, that's right. I've been Sally Jones's personal assistant for nearly 10 years now, and I still love the fact that when I get to work in the morning, I never quite know what is going to happen. Obviously, Sally is very rich and she travels a lot, and I basically organise everything for her.
I imagine you work long hours then and have a lot of late nights.
Yes, but luckily I'm a bit of a night owl and never go to bed before midnight. My time is quite flexible, which means that generally I don't have to be in at a particular time unless there is a meeting first thing in the morning. I'm not at all good at those, but I'll happily miss lunch or work till 10 at night if I need to.
So, tell us, how did you get such an amazing job? Was it something you always planned to do?
Actually, I met Sally at a wedding that I had helped to organise for my old boss. We got chatting and she asked for my phone number. About 3 weeks later, she got in touch and asked me if I'd like to work for her as her personal assistant. The rest, as they say, is history. We've just moved into a new office, actually, which is wonderful. I've got my own space now, but I miss the chatter from the other people in the office. I can see the whole city from my window, though, which is amazing. At least I still manage to have a chat with the others when I go to make a cup of coffee in the staff kitchen.
Tell us honestly, what is Sally Jones like to work for?
Obviously, I have to work hard, but I like that. But she's not all work and no play, and we have a laugh sometimes. She's very good at making people feel relaxed while at the same time getting the best from them in the workplace.
Finally, Adam, what are your hopes for the future?
You know what? I've just been given a new company car and a pay rise, and I'm doing a job that I love. So to be honest, I just hope that I'm lucky enough to keep doing what I'm doing. I couldn't ask for anything better than that.
Adam, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
Now listen again.
Adam, you have been a personal assistant to the manager of a large company for several years, haven't you?
Yes, that's right. I've been Sally Jones's personal assistant for nearly 10 years now, and I still love the fact that when I get to work in the morning, I never quite know what is going to happen. Obviously, Sally is very rich and she travels a lot, and I basically organise everything for her.
I imagine you work long hours then and have a lot of late nights.
Yes, but luckily I'm a bit of a night owl and never go to bed before midnight. My time is quite flexible, which means that generally I don't have to be in at a particular time unless there is a meeting first thing in the morning. I'm not at all good at those, but I'll happily miss lunch or work till 10 at night if I need to.
So, tell us, how did you get such an amazing job? Was it something you always planned to do?
Actually, I met Sally at a wedding that I had helped to organise for my old boss. We got chatting and she asked for my phone number. About 3 weeks later, she got in touch and asked me if I'd like to work for her as her personal assistant. The rest, as they say, is history. We've just moved into a new office, actually, which is wonderful. I've got my own space now, but I miss the chatter from the other people in the office. I can see the whole city from my window, though, which is amazing. At least I still manage to have a chat with the others when I go to make a cup of coffee in the staff kitchen.
Tell us honestly, what is Sally Jones like to work for?
Obviously, I have to work hard, but I like that. But she's not all work and no play, and we have a laugh sometimes. She's very good at making people feel relaxed while at the same time getting the best from them in the workplace.
Finally, Adam, what are your hopes for the future?
You know what? I've just been given a new company car and a pay rise, and I'm doing a job that I love. So to be honest, I just hope that I'm lucky enough to keep doing what I'm doing. I couldn't ask for anything better than that.
Adam, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
That is the end of part 4.